If you've ever driven down Illawarra Road in Marrickville at night, you might have seen the loud, proud, flashing lights of Lazybone, one of the Inner West's most prolific live music venues. And after over a decade of service to the Sydney music community, this famous venue has finally received the accolades it deserves, coming away with the License of the Year award at last week's APRA Music Awards. To talk about this achievement, we have Craig, one of Lazybone's venue managers, here with us in the studio. Good afternoon, Craig.
Hey, how are you? Good afternoon to you.
I just want to say a big congratulations on winning this award. What does it mean for you to actually win something this big for your venue?
I think that acknowledgement of, having one objective is to play live music and to have a model for live music that is based on supporting live music. You know, it's I think that if it wasn't for live music, I wouldn't exist today.
Exactly. Do you play music yourself, Craig?
No, I don't. I love of jazz.
You just love live music.
I love that.
Hey, hence why you're at Lazybones. This award is giving out to licensed groups for their music citizenship. What would you say the music citizenship values of Lazybones?
Well, I think that the fact that we try our utmost to pay the musicians as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, that's important.
And I think that, having musicians being paid, to me, it's I think that putting value to live music by charging people at the door has been one of the greatest achievements for Lazybones. The pandemic, for some reason, was a catalyst for that.
Yeah.
And we were grateful for the pandemic. I never thought that it'd take a freaking pandemic to cause that.
Did you not used to charge people before?
Well, we were struggling to get $5, $10, $15, you went through the whole process of live music not being essential. That was in 2020. And then for some reason, Sydney woke up and realized, or Australia woke up really, realized that without music, we are RS,
Yeah.
And mental health and all that stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you've touched on what I was going to say. Like, the music scene was pretty bad throughout COVID. Yeah. And, it's taken a few hits recently with, like, lack of funding and everything like that. But getting this award for Lazybones, what do you think Lazybones has done for the, the local music scene here in Sydney? And why do you think it's so important?
Yeah, well, I think that it's all in the figures that our bureaucrats can see, is that we employ an average of 15 bands a week.
Oh, really?
Average about 70 musicians a week.
Wow.
And that has been done for the last 12 years.
For the last 12 years?
Yes.
Wow. So for people that don't really know Lazybones, what does each night entail for them if they want to go down and check it out?
Well, I mean, what's cool about Lazybones is that because we have so many genres to play with, you can roll up on any particular night and see all three, five genres, Actually, about a month ago, my beautiful sound guy, Tim. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Yeah,
he's getting married on Friday.
And I hear your kids are also listening, Craig, as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, hi, darlings. How are you? My beautiful munchkins. Tim, he's a sensational sound guy. He's been with me for close to 12 years and respects musicians and treats them at the highest level. Mixes them, has a respect for them, and I think that that is probably one of the, why musicians talk about Lazybones in a very fond manner, because you treat it with the utmost respect.
Yeah, and the reason I found out about Lazybones before this even interview was at my work. This guy came up to me, no jokes. He said to me, "Oh, Sean, you got to go down and check out this venue in Marrickville called Lazybones. Each night they have live music. It's really, really awesome." And I was like, "Okay, show me it." And he kind of showed me your website, but didn't actually show me what the venue looked like on the inside, because I know you have this 360 mapping of the venue where you can actually look around. But he said, "No, if you want to see that, you actually have to go down there and check it out for yourself." So people do speak about you. People love you, and they love the music that you bring to the Sydney music scene. We've been speaking about your love for music as well, your love for live music, but we've also seen then now after COVID, there is a lot of other venues opening up as well.
Yep.
Do you have any advice for these venues, how they can incorporate live music into, their new venues?
You need to take it seriously,
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what's important, is to give the musicians every possible chance to express their art form at the best possible way you can give it to them, So sound is important. Your acoustics have to be well done. Put effort into that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that I've always seen Sydney puts a band in the corner and, you know, hope for the best, you know?
Hope it sounds all right, right?
And hope it sounds. And I think that that gives quality to your product. And therefore, you know, you get the respect that comes with that too.
How does Lazy Bones make the band sound great? Because you're speaking about acoustics and stuff.
Well, I think that, you know, you have a great sound guy. You spend a lot of time on acoustics, you know, and make it. The audio is very expensive, and I do understand the cost. But, you know, you can. I mean, I've worked with shit for a while and make it sound good, you know. Timmy's a legend, you know.
Exactly.
So, and work with what you have, but work at improving sound.
Right.
And vibe, of course.
It's got to be the sound and also the vibe, which I'm sure the venue does. Like, you know, after that guy said you can't look at the 360 view, I went on my computer.
No, it doesn't do it justice.
But, I've definitely got to go down and check it out. And you two, too, if you are listening, go down and check out Lazy Bones. They recently won an amazing award. Craig, you know, you spoke about what this award means to you, but finally, are there any events that maybe you've organized or that you are looking forward to that are happening, that are coming up at Lazy Bones?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give Professor Groove a good plug this Friday.
That's
a pretty funky night. And you've got Al, I'm sorry, Al, I've forgotten the name of your freaking band. But he's got, with Cameron Undy downstairs, really cool cats, you know, playing on level one. What's coming up? I mean, we do a
There's
lot of bands.
There's so much. Yeah, definitely go onto the website and check it out.
but a lot of bands. Yeah. We do, listen, the genres are jazz, R&B, funk, reggae, blues, you know.
Yeah, you do everything.
Indie rock, sort of mix them up, punk, you know. We do that occasionally.
You do everything and you make it sound great.
Yeah.
And, you know, congrats again on winning this award, Craig. I'd love to speak to you for hours and hours. I'd love to, like, dive into the nights you've had at Lazy Bones yourself and what it's like being a venue manager. But unfortunately, we're running out of time here on Drive. but maybe we can do it off mic. And
I just want to say thanks to my partner, Alex. Darling, I love you, darling.
Shout out to your partner.
Yeah.
Thanks, Craig, so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, and thank you, Craig, for joining me on Wednesday Drive. Thanks so much for coming on and speaking to us about this great venue here in Sydney.
Support live music. Without you, we don't exist.